Remember? Do you remember the man? Do you remember all of it? Do you remember what happened to all of them? Do you remember the background? Remember noises? That was a fun round of 20 questions.
Ah, I know. I know where I was now. I know what had happened there. I'm currently in a bathroom at a McDonald's. There's a tiny amount of echo for it being a McDonald's bathroom. I've locked myself in here, hoping that no person would attempt anything here. There are too many witnesses out there. The McDonald's is right next to a Target, so there have to be at least 100 of them, at least 100 people. All of them witnesses. No one would try anything here, right? I don't even know. I really don't know, but I sincerely hope that they don't. It was in Texas. Texas. That is where it was. That's where I was kept captive by the people. No, the creatures. The creatures with the black suits and white ties. I listened back on the cassette tape after I got out, but it was empty. Static. Only a few words got through, but they were too garbled to tell. That's all there was on the tape from the time I was captured. I don't know if anyone else could hear it, or if I'm the only one who hears nothing. But I am almost positive, no, I am positive that there is something on that tape besides static and garbled words. I am sure that there is something on there other than what there is now, but I can't hear that. People can yell, they can yell y loudly, oh, ever so loudly. I don't know, I don't know a lot of things, but I'm talking about one particular absence of knowledge about how I got out of that compound in Texas. Someone or something help me. I have no idea who or what helped me, but someone did. I don't know if I am right, but I am nearly sure. It was either someone or something who helped me free. All I know is that one second I was unconscious, and the next I was up and being pushed toward the door with a voice whispering, "Go," in my ear. And then I ran. Again, I don't know who or what helped me, but I was helped. As soon as I got out, I found a paper addressed to me. This is what it said. You are free. You are free now, and you belong in this place. You belong in this place, and you belong in this world. Now that I think about it, there were chains, and those chains were cut. I have no idea how far or how long I was locked up in there. All I know is that the date from before I was taken, it was April 14th. I don't know the date now. Wait. Hey, excuse me, what day is it? Wait, okay. Thank you. It's the 16th of July. I've been locked up or detained for about 3 months, considering I got out like 2 days ago. That's crazy. I just lost 3 whole months of my life. Well, I lost them starting 3 months ago. I'm only now discovering it. That is truly terrifying. I've been missing for 3 whole months, and I don't remember what happened there in that compound in West Texas. I'm fairly confident that it is West Texas, because there's only really one place you can go to truly disappear. So completely as that there can be a secret compound full of soulless monsters is Texas. Well, Western Texas, more accurately. That also lined up with the heat, as well as the lack of people. Also, the architectural style matched up. It's that iconically ironic. Or ironically iconic style of Wild West that Texas doesn't know isn't real anymore. The flat, empty desert, it was Texas, no doubt about it. And I would do applaud them for the level of thought that must have been put into that scheme to have all of this done and keep the public away. To keep people from finding where they are or what they are doing and the choice of location. There is no one in Texas. Texas is an empty patch of land. There is no one and nothing. The static and garbled words. I don't know if anyone else can hear it, but it is there. It has tried to seem like it is full of people, but is it full? No, I broke out. Okay, I'm beginning to remember more things about my escape. The memories are still fuzzy, but I can purse some details from it. There were two people there. One of them, I remember, was recording into the microphone. That's how I know that there must be something there. The other one of them was named Lance. I'm not proud of it, but I think I killed Lance. Yes, I remember now. I found a metal bar, probably from some plumbing, but I found one. The one named Lance was the first to spot me. It tried to take me out, but I got in a lucky shot to the head. Lance went down, still kicking, still fighting. I kept on beating him with the metal bar until Lance stopped moving. Oh, God. Can't believe I did that. But I have to remember that they were trying to kill me. I then ran, got one or two good hits in and the one who had my cassette. Snatched it up and then got out of there. They didn't bother to search me, or didn't need to, because I still have the Palm Beach ticket. After I got out, I began running. I hitchhiked, moved, tried to get farther and farther away from that compound, and from Texas. Now, well, I don't have to think I should tell you where I am now. No, I will tell you. I need to tell you. If I let this cassette out in the world, by the time I toss this out on the highway, I will be long gone from where I am now, and I will never return. When this gets tossed out, I will be somewhere else, somewhere new. I am in Portsville, Alabama. There, I told you. That is where I am right now. Hopefully, anything good or bad will not be alerted to my presence. More hopefully bad than good. I'm going to guess, and I'm only guessing now, but my guesses have become more and more accurate as this has gone on. So, I'm going to guess that there's nothing good out there to help me. It's all bad. So I hitchhiked around. There was this one thing that I found. It was this one thing that sort of freaked me out. It was this one thing I got out, yes. But that is not all of it. I got out and hitchhiked, yes, but the first car that pulled over after I got out of Texas was a black limo. One of the creatures got out. They helped me survive, and they helped me get out of there. I think that is the same one who helped me escape at the first in the compound. I don't think Texas is safe for anyone anymore. I found another note on the car I rented. I'm changing cars constantly. I said, lucky once, lucky no more. That's all it said. I don't know what this is, I just thought I should update. That I should update on how I got out. I got out, and that is the most important thing. Well, that and the fact that I have an ally within their ranks. If you must take anything out of this, let it be the following. I did get out. I did survive. And now I'm coming for Palm Beach. Wait. I just got a message on my phone. It says, meet me in Johnson Park at midnight. What is this? I don't know. But it looks like I have more help.
What were you needing? What do you want? Oh, sorry, just wrapping up our little game of 20 questions, and here's to make it 3 more. Who helped Mike? What was it? Was it the same one who helped him escape? And who is his phone provider? We'll be back with the answers to these questions and more right after a quick break for a word from our sponsors.
Hola. You love Mexican food, don't you? Why would you settle for a cheap, low-quality Mexico eatery like Taco Bell or Chipotle? You don't want that. Magnicante Burritos, down on Mission and Carpenter, and should and will serve all your Mexico food needs.
Welcome back from these messages. We'll now return you to Act 2 of Jigsaw Puzzle Volume 2. I hope you enjoy!
Okay, I need to face a possibility. There is a very real possibility that I'm crazy. This has been in the back of my mind since day one, and the possibility of meeting someone tonight that could have answers is forcing me to act on this hunch. And so that's why I'm here, at a therapist's office. It's time to see if I'm really crazy.
Mike!
Yes, okay. Hello, Dr. Marvin?
Yes, that's me. Come, have a seat.
Okay. Why are all the lights off?
I'll ask the questions, okay?
Okay.
So, in your initial patient claim, you put down your paranoia. Can you explain?
Okay, yeah. So it started about 3 months ago.
Really? And is this the first time you've come to therapy in all that time?
Well, I was locked up unconscious for most of that time, so no.
Interesting. That's very interesting.
Oh, so you don't believe me?
No, it's not that. I'm just wary.
Oh, so wary? Is it that therapists speak for disbelieving?
It's only that. Can you prove any of this?
Well...
You can't, can you?
Yes! The Great Fire on 108, that was them!
What do you mean by them?
Them! The human-like creatures that have been following me! You can't see their faces and they're all wearing suits!
Ah, I see. Could you describe these suits for me?
Yeah, sure. It's a black suit with a white tie.
I see.
Yeah, I get it. You think I'm crazy.
Well, you are crazy. That's why you're here.
I thought a therapist was supposed to be supportive.
Only in podcasts, my friend.
Are you really?
Could you speak up?
Are you really a therapist?
Yes.
So this is what life has led you to?
Yes.
Is this what life has tricked you into? Because life has tricked me into running.
So, how did you do on the marathon?
What?
The marathon. You said life has tricked you into running.
No, not like that.
Then like what?
Running, like escaping. Running and hiding from the creatures.
I see.
You still don't believe me, huh, Dr. Marvin? That's your name, right?
Yes, of course.
Well, we're all gonna die.
Of course, we'll all die eventually. Humans usually die of old age.
Many of us die in cars.
Well, I think I can see why you went to a therapist now. You are weird.
Again with that support.
Humans, they grow old, wither, and age, like grapes in the sun. For all you know, you could be grapes in the sun. You do not know, though.
Wait.
Yes?
I don't know why I'm here.
Could I ask you a few questions?
Sure, can't get any worse at this point.
Okay, first of all, what's this all about saving the world and all of us going to die?
This is my story. I am not here because I thought I could trust someone. I'm here to test an idea. The people, no, the creatures, are trying to get me. And by get me, I mean the Palm Beach ticket. Do you know what Palm Beach is? Do you know where Palm Beach is?
Yes.
I don't think you do. Palm Beach, it doesn't exist! I found a ticket and it all started.
Okay, I think we should move on.
Okay, why are the lights off?
It is needed.
Why is it needed?
Because...
Wait, I know why. Now where's the light switch?
You don't want to do that. No, you don't want to do that.
Ah! Okay, just as expected. You're one of them. Okay, I'm going to run now. See ya!
You'll never...
Okay, I made it out of there. Thank goodness for hunches. I'm so glad that I made it out of there when I did. You know, I probably shouldn't be standing in that thing's waiting room. Okay, be back soon. Okay, great. I'm in a hotel that I've rented just for now. This entire town is making me nervous. There's just so much up with it. The therapist, the message, and just the general vibe of this place. Plus, some small rodents have been going missing in the day or so that I've been here. If this meeting wasn't possibly so important, I would have been out of here a long while ago. And as soon as this midnight meeting is over, I'm going to be out of this Portsville, Alabama ASAP. Okay, it's 6:43. I've just over 5 hours until this meeting. Better buy a few knives. But first, I've got to think. What was that therapist doing? playing with me? No, that can't be right. He seemed genuinely interested in what I had to know. They probably have no idea what I know or understand. That interaction was never to kill me, but to gather information about me. They had no idea what I know, and I think I helped them a little with that. But at least I didn't say anything about the traitor, so at least they don't know why I'm in this town. Now that I think of it, I was being pretty vague with those answers, so they really didn't get much from me. I think the darned room sort of put me on guard, and those responses, a lot of them seemed, well, they just seemed random and broken. Nothing like what a normal therapist would say, or at least what I think a normal therapist would say. Okay, I'm going to go prepare. I'll be back soon. Okay, I'm back. I just went to the store and bought the following items. 4 knives, 1 BB gun, matches, a flare gun, and a first aid kit. It's 10:04. I sure hope I'm ready for this. I really, really hope that this will go well. It's now 11:36. I've went back out and purchased a lot of weed killer. It says it's toxic, so I hope that goes well. Next time I check in, it will be to record the meeting in the park.
Wow, gosh, cool, how riveting. I wonder what will happen at that meeting. I hope Mike gets to meet this person. This better not be a trap. I've gotten used to all of this. If this is really a trap, someone may have to warn him. Or if it's even possible to warn him, let's hope so. All of that and more on the next week's episode of Jigsaw Puzzle, titled Jigsaw Puzzle Volume 3, or Mike's Magic Meeting. We'll be back with that after a quick word from our sponsors. Stay tuned!
This episode contained the voices of Noah as Mike, Cyrus as the announcer, Alex as Dr. Marvin, and me as the extras, the taco salesman and the nurse. Thank you for listening.